Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Your host hasn't seen everything in sports, but sometimes he acts like it, and his guests probably have. Now, the host of Scorecard Scribblings, your sports guy, Brent Weber.
Hey, Brent Weber, welcome to Scorecard Scribblings. This is a week where the winds have caused some closures of schools. We hope it won't affect the fire danger won't affect our broadcast on Friday night. This is the show for the 9th of October. It has affected this show. We had plans to have interviews with the two head coaches of this week's Game of the Week South County Clash, the unbeaten West Valley Eagles and Greg Grandel, and of course the always upstart and fun to watch Anderson Cubs and their head coach Donald Trotter. But all those folks are affected midweek by the power outages that PG&E is doing, hopefully for safety standards, and so we really don't have a chance to interview them. That's okay. We'll have those before the game on Friday night. We do apologize. Last Friday, we had some circumstances beyond our control, so we had to cancel the broadcast. That won't be the case this Friday, assuming everything goes as planned. Now, that also means we won't have my other guest that I had planned to interview tonight. I'll tell you more about that when I actually do interview that person. But they are battling in a fire, in fires right now as a firefighter. So we'll get to that interview later on. Hopefully next week we'll have an interview with one of the rarest athletes you'll ever meet. So I'm kind of doing a little song and a little dance tonight. We're going to recap or revisit that interview last week with Brian Hamilton of the Shasta College Knights. The Knights, after we interviewed him on Wednesday, went out and took command of the College of the Sequoias. They scored 17 unanswered points in the first. They wound in the first half, and they wound up winning 20-7. So Shasta, 15th ranked last week, climbing up in the rankings in the state, 5-0 for the first time. Only the fourth time in program history, and that's a big deal. They're doing it with defense. Coach Brian Hamilton's defense, really very, very impressive. And, of course, controlling that clock. We talk a lot about that in this interview, which we will go to in just a couple of minutes. First, I want to talk a little about the South County Clash. We'll be broadcasting pregame at 7:15 from the pasture up in Cottonwood, West Valley High School, entertaining Anderson. Anderson has not won in this series since Coach Trotter's other son, now an assistant, Mario, was actually the quarterback. He's now an assistant coach on this year's team, and Anderson's younger son is a lineman. So you've got to go back to October 6th, 2006, for the last time Anderson has defeated West Valley in this one. So that should tell you a little bit of something. West Valley has kept played everybody. There's several of the games that we've seen they could have won bigger, but they are trying to keep their kids healthy. In our early broadcast, of course, this season, game two, we saw that a quarterback injury knocked a Cubs projected starter out and moved a young man named Gator Wilson in, and Gator has done a terrific job. But some key injuries to Anderson early on in the season have really, really, truly tested this team's guts, and they have rallied. They've won three straight, and one of two teams that I think can give West Valley a game. The Eagles would be heavily favored in this game, though. You have to go back a long time to find their last loss in the league. Of course, it would be Enterprise last year. They have since defended that. They have since defeated the Hornets in a game of the week that we broadcast. Now, and this is actually the Division III Northern League opener for the Anderson Cubs. So it ought to be a lot of fun. Both of these teams like to get out in front and stay out in front. Both teams have strong offensives. Anderson has thrown the ball a little bit more, particularly in one game. They had a huge passing game in their game against Oroville. But if you kind of take that one out of the equation, both teams have dominated that line of scrimmage when they needed to and been able to win. So it ought to be a lot of fun. Of course, we'll begin with our pregame interviews at 7:15 on Friday, the South County Clash. Now back to that Shasta College game. They are, of course, 5-0, ready to get started in conference play. They will be on the road October 20th at Sierra College in Rockland. So for Shasta College, because they are in that PG&E area, I believe, where power is being shut down temporarily and because of a fire danger, that cuts them a little bit of slack since it looks like they don't have a game. We're just always, of course, hoping and praying they're or no breakouts, and we get a year of less fire damage than we certainly had last year, which was one of the most horrifying, I think, in modern history for us here in the North State. But that was then. This was now. Another big effort where Shasta College really dominated the line of scrimmage and got another good game from Hukkalani Wickard. He got through two touchdown passes and to Brandon Morris and had a terrific game. And again, their defensive line was able to really, really shore things up or really control things in the beginning. So the interview that we had last week that we're going to listen to here in just a couple of minutes with head coach Brian Hamilton kind of holds up. We see that they did what they were planning to do. All right, so you will be listening into that interview, and then we'll come back for a little goodbye at the very end of this of the show you're listening to. Scorecard Scribblings, I'm Brent Weber. Thanks for joining us. Back in a minute.
Ukulele master Jake Shimabukuro returns to Redding's historic Cascade Theater for an evening of energetic and passionate performance, Friday, October 18th. Jake Shimabukuro takes the ukulele across the music spectrum to places no one could have ever imagined. Don't miss this ukulele virtuoso at the Cascade Theater, October 18th. Get tickets now at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 244th birthday, Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino and Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information. The 244th United States Marine Corps birthday.
Hoorah! This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to Scorecard Scribblings. I'm Brent Weber. Pleased to be joined on the phone right now, literally from the practice field, Coach Brian Hamilton, who, you know, it almost seems, Brian, and we'll kind of back my way into this, that it was inevitable that one day, and I know you wouldn't have said this, that one day you would be head coach, Brian Hamilton, of the Shasta College Knights, because you cut your teeth here, Enterprise High School. Obviously, you went away, you played, you learned stuff, but you came back, you built Foothill up. The great years at Foothill, who is our game of the week, by the way, this week in high school football. And, won Foothill's only CIF title back in 2007. I know this is, you know, down that – you're a coach, so that's history, right? But the fact is –
Yeah, good history.
Yeah, and then at Shasta – you know, you were part of a terrific program, and the door just happened to open. It seemed like time, and the changing of the guard happened. Coach Thompson gives up the reins, and you take over, and lo and behold, it's working. You guys are off to the sixth 4-0 start in school history.
Yeah, you know, it's awesome out here. I've really enjoyed it. I started football playing for the Reading Colts when I was 8 years old, played for the Colts, and I moved over and played for the Eagles, and then I went to Enterprise High School, played there. Then I coached at Foothill High School, I coached at the college. So this has been a football, this community has been, very important to me as far as football, and I've had a chance to be a community guy in that sense. So when I got an opportunity to work with Craig out here on two different stints, it was just something I couldn't pass up. He's a tremendous guy, tremendous friend. And then when he decided that he would like to change roles and do something different, I was really blessed to be able to step into that role, and it's worked out tremendously well. He's still on staff. He's coordinating the defense, and our defense is one of the tops in the state. So I think he's thriving in what he's doing, and I certainly enjoy what I'm doing. So it's a great situation.
I was going to say, I mean, we're expecting your team to eventually, with your offensive background, we're expecting your team to, you know, as you are, to eventually be one of those 40, 50 point a night, that's not fair, but, you know, 40 yeah. point a night teams. But so far, you got to tip your cap to that that Wiley assistant coach and what he's done over there on defense.
Well, you know, I'm a firm believer in coaching to your strengths and understanding what the personality of your team is. We have great weapons on offense, and we're doing a tremendous job of time and possession, keeping our defense fresh. Our defense right now is averaging, defending about 52 snaps a game. And in today's modern spread football, you're really defending somewhere between 70 and 75 in a college game. So
yeah.
You think about that over a year, I mean, over 10 games, defending 20 plays less a game, that's 200 plays. That's 4 games of not having to defend as far as number of snaps. So, you know, we know where our strength is right now as far as just our defense is tremendous. Our special teams are really, really good. We put a lot of work into that. Coach Anthony Cavalli's done a tremendous job there. And offensively, we kind of understand that our job is to get out there, you know, control the clock, move the chains. We want to score every time. I always tell my offense that a little part of me dies every time when we don't score. I'm still competitive. But at the end of the day, we're doing our jobs. We're winning football games. We're getting better, and eventually we're going to score a lot of points, but the main thing is you score one more than the opponent, and we've done that 4 weeks, and so we're really pleased with what we have in all three phases right now.
Coming off that 22-6 win over Sac City, moving up in the state and the North State rankings, one of the NorCal rankings, you're up to number 5 in NorCal now, 15th or 12th, depending on which poll, and either way, that's a benefit of just kind of doing what you expect to do at Shasta College football, frankly. To fans out there who aren't as familiar, you know, who maybe have thought about going to games or they're proud of you guys, but they don't know as much about it, throw out as many names as you can as we're talking, but I see guys that, you know, we've seen over the years here that really have developed in just one or two. A guy like Detrius Kelso, who nobody knew if he was going to be a big-time college player or if he will be, but there's one of those guys that was on Shasta's championship team a couple of years ago that helping your defense put pressure on quarterbacks, which, as you said, in college football or football anywhere, is probably the most important thing you can do.
Yeah, we take a lot of pride in who we're putting on the field and the opportunity that Shasta College provides local and out-of-area football players. You know, and for me, you know, we are very one of our biggest priorities is our culture. I always, on the bottom of my emails, it says culture beats scheme. And what I mean by that is the family you build and the culture you have as a program is always going to be what type of offense you run or what kind of defense you run, you know. So, we really are proud of the guys that we put on the football field. They're good students. We made a goal this year to be a 3.0 average team. And in the spring, we met that with a 3.1. We're being involved with community service. We're going to be involved this week with the Think Pink luncheon down at Wind River for cancer victims and survivors. And so we're really proud of what we put on the football field. And locally, you know, our defense got a lot of Northern Section guys playing on. You got Cole Parker from Corning, who's one of the top guys in the state in sacks. You got Dietrich Kelsaw playing extremely well. You got Troy Lyons also off that same team playing middle backer. You got Jill Merkel from Enterprise playing free safety. And, you know, you got Garrison Roach from the coast area. And I could go on and on. And offensively, we've got some guys too from the area. So we're proud of that. You know, we recruit out of the area. You have to compete at the national level. And the guys we bring in, we vet. We try to bring in people that are good for the community, people that will really love our community. And we've been really blessed this year to have some tremendous guys that really have bought into the culture, really, really understand the priorities of being a student athlete and being a positive impact on the community. And then in that, I always believe the byproduct of doing those little things right and being, you know, engaged in those things I just described is wins on the football field. So, so far the formula is working. It's the only formula I really know. I've been a head coach at 23, a JV head coach at Foothill High School when I was 23 years old, fresh out of college. And, it's the only formula I really know, is to make sure guys feel like they're part of something special and do the little things right. And when you do those things, the big things happen. So far, so good.
Well, can we take a break here, Jared? We're going to take a break. I know Coach has got places to be, but he's going to stick around with us for a little bit so we can talk about some of the guys he's coached over the years and a little bit more, obviously, about this team and where some of his influences have come from, because I want to get you fired up to go out there and watch Shasta College Knights. Bye week coming up in 2 weeks, but you guys are at home this week. So we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back with the head coach of the Shasta College Knights. Thanks for joining us on Scorecard Scribblings. Don't go away. More Brian Hamilton in just a moment.
Grab your Lederhosen and join Turtle Bay Saturday, October 12th from 4 to 7 p.m. for our annual Oktoberfest event. Celebrate fall with cold beer, live music, tasty food, and more. Pre-sale tickets are $15 or $20 at the door. Price includes your first beer free. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
All right, back on Scorecard Scribbling. Your host, Brent Weber here. I was having fun talking with Coach Brian Hamilton of the Shasta College Knights just about the guys on his roster. Some of the ones, you know, who we may know here may not be as big a name in the bigger overall picture, but guys like Vinny Smith, who was part of that Shasta College high school team I mentioned, and folks thought, well, here was a kid who shattered. He led the northern section, I believe, in rushing. Shattered Shasta High School's rushing record, was as good a high school season as you're going to have, and crickets when it came recruiting time at the four-year level, I think, for the most part. And here's a guy you were probably drooling to get, that little guy, because even though he's little, he's showing you a year later, 2 years later, that he's got the intangibles.
Yeah, Benny's an awesome guy. You know, we've had a lot of success with guys in Northern Section running back. You look at Connor Zavera, you look at guys like Justin Hellier. Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys, you know, were top, and Justin being a Shasta High School guy as well, that came to play for us. I mean, these guys, you know, led the state in rushing, were all state and all sorts of things. And so, to get a guy like Benny under, you know, in our fold and in the green and white was tremendous for us. Unfortunately, last year he broke his collarbone in camp and so had to sit out a year and come back out this year as a freshman, and we are very glad to have him. He's learning how to run in a zone system. He ran in a gap system in high school, so he's learning how to run in a zone system that takes time, and some people aren't real natural at it, but he's learning how to do it, and he's doing it in a big way for us. And, you know, his touches per game are increasing, and he's being productive, and he gives us a nice 1-2 punch with Matthew McCree at the running back spot. So we're excited about those guys. We're getting better in the run game every week, and we need to be able to run the football to continue to have the success that we're having.
And the kind of offense that let's be honest, I mean, there wasn't a big, you're running the same stuff, right? But the fact of the matter is, it does take time with any team, especially at the two-year level, that, or it's essentially a three-year level in many cases, but it takes time to get an offense like yours going sometimes. The quarterback's the key, right?
For sure. And, you know, our quarterback right now, I think he's leading our conference. We're right up there in passing yards. But, again, we've gotten in the red zone, which is in the scoring areas, and we just haven't scored as many touchdowns as we like. But that being said, all the other aspects of our offense, and, you know, there's a lot of things that the fans don't see, and rightfully so, I mean, because they're looking at the score and they're looking at touchdowns. But there's time of possession. There's how many snaps you get. Right now we're averaging around 70 snaps a game, which is 20 more than our opponent. So, you know, we're keeping the defense fresh. We're controlling the clock. We're right up there in first downs with the, you know, with our conference leaders. Passing yards, I think we're leading it or second, after this last game, but going into last game, we were number one in passing yards. So there's some really good things happening on offense. We've got some really good kids, really good, you know, offensive linemen and things like that. And our quarterback, you know, he's a veteran, so he's doing his job as well. And we've got to, you know, continue to do what we do. And if it's good enough to win games, I'm happy about that. And then, of course, you know, defense is putting us on short fields. They're doing a tremendous job. And then our special teams, when I took over the program, one of the areas I said I wanted to be the best at in our conference and one of the best in the state was our special teams. And so we really dedicated a lot of focus and time and made that a priority and made that a honorable position on our football team. It's not something we just do. It's something we look forward to doing and just taking a different approach. And it's really paid off. Our field goal kicker has already kicked more field goals than we kicked all of last year. Our punter's averaging 40 yards a punt. We've had two punt returns for touchdowns. We're doing excellent job on the kick return. And it's only game four, so, you know, going into game five. So I'm really pleased with where we're at. And back to Vinny at the running back spot, he's a big part of that because we want to be physical, and he's a physical football player and a physical runner. So he fits really well into what we do scheme-wise.
Now, I've gotten you to avoid pronouncing your quarterback's first name, but it's pretty easy, right?
Yeah, well, he goes by Hoke. That's the easy way to do it. But his name is Hoke Alani.
Okay.
And I got to be honest with you. When I was recruiting him, I thought, because I hadn't seen him, I was talking on the phone, I thought maybe he was from Hawaii or something of that nature. And we get him here, and he's a 6'2" redheaded kid that doesn't use the name Hoke Alani, and he hasn't told me yet. So I'll figure it out one of these days. But he's an awesome young man and does a great job. And, you know, we call him Hoke for short.
Mm-hmm.
Hokalani
Wickard, right?
Hokalani Wickard's a lot to say.
Yeah. But he's a big, that's what I said. He's 6'2", 220-something from Lower Lake. So,
he's from a small school. And, you know, we've had a lot of success over the years here, especially this year with guys from smaller schools. I mean, you know, obviously everybody thinks you have to be from a big school to play football, but if you can play football, you can play. And, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit longer to acclimate to the speed and the size because junior college, especially the junior college level we're playing at, which is tough in the state, you're playing with guys that are Division I, Division II caliber football players. And so, you know, when you come from some of those smaller schools, it takes a little bit of time maybe to acclimate to the speed and stuff. But we've had tremendous success with guys from, you know, smaller schools. And we don't mind that at all. We love going up in the mountains and then the other places and finding those diamonds in the rough. And this is a place where they can succeed and move on to bigger and greater things.
When you're talking about, and this is, I'm going to go off on a little tangent here, but I know you, and when you're talking about, people don't think sometimes, they don't understand time of possession, things like that. When I was covering the 49ers, and this was the last, you know, when they beat Tampa in the, whatever, the 95 Super Bowl, that team was as dominant as any team, right? And,
right.
And what people don't remember was that the 49ers defense led the NFL. You know, pretty much every category. One of the reasons why, you know, there were a couple of reasons, but it was the time of possession that their offense kept the ball, and their defense was so fresh that those guys, if you weren't getting the heck beat out of you by Rice and Young and those guys, then on defense, those guys were fresh, and what an incredible thing that can be.
Well, and that's the formula we're adhering to right now is we want to, you know, we want to keep our defense fresh. We don't want to, you know, in the past, I've been a spread, no huddle guy for the last 2 years. And, you know, you're going to score more points that way, but you're also going to put your defense on the field quite a bit more. And they got to play a lot more than they are right now. And so we want to be somewhere in the between. You know, we want to score more points, obviously. We'd like to be up in there in the 30, average 30, 35 a game. And we've had our chances. But, you know, I mean, we're scoring in the high 20s and averaging and, but we're doing those little things right that I feel like lead to sustained success, which is, like I said, playing great defense, being in the right spot, you know, having speed on the field on defense so you don't give up big plays, and playing great special teams so that's not a liability, And then offensively going out there, controlling the clock, controlling the line of scrimmage, converting third downs and moving your way down and scoring points, whether it be field goals or whether it be touchdowns. And we'll continue to work to get better in the red zone, but I'm really proud of our guys and really proud of where we're at. We're going to have to get better, though, because, I mean, you know, starting this week, we have a 3-1 team coming here, and it's really good. And then around the corner after the break, we'll get into conference, and you got teams like Sierra and teams View College and Siskiyou's and American River. And, you know, these are quality football programs that have quality Division I type guys on their football field. So, you know, we're going to have to be at our ultimate best there to compete and win that conference.
When we're talking about coaching influences that you've had, I mean, you mentioned Mike Leach, you've mentioned but I asked you about, in a break before we started, today's football fan and many people, you just don't hear the name George Allen brought up the way I think it should be. This was a guy who he had that Long Beach program. You know, nobody thought it was even going to be on the face of the earth. And Coach Allen was there, and before that, of course, known for his NFL greatness, but he brought so many levels of teaching of the game to people, and he had so many he was mentor to so many guys. It's cool to see somebody like you still recognizing, hey, Coach Allen passed away, obviously, back then, but you know, we shouldn't forget what kind of influence that guy could have on the game and had on the game.
Well, it was a real honor and a blessing for me as a guy from Redding, California, to play for a coach like George Allen, who obviously was an NFL, you know, just a really well-known guy and had coached the Washington Redskins and the Rams and done a tremendous job. But to see him come in, and he came in at a time in his life where it was going to be his last job, and he was there really to build a program but also to mentor guys. And I actually spent a lot of time with him because he had talked about when he first called me in his office when he first got there, I thought I was in trouble. And so, of course, I was intimidated as heck. I walked into his office, and he sat me down, and all he wanted to talk about was Redding, California, and fishing. I guess he had gone up here quite often and fished and loved the area, so he wanted to pick my brain about fishing and all these things. And we hit it off pretty well, and I enjoyed him. I enjoyed his family. And I knew at that point in time that, after seeing what he had brought to the game and just his passion and just the effect that he had on people, that's kind of what I wanted to do for my career. And to be able to understand the things outside of his X's and O's, because he was a relationship guy. He understood how to build the fabric necessary to be successful, you know, other than just play calling and those type of things. So I got to watch that, be a part of it, really let it marinate. I didn't understand a lot of it until I got a little bit older, until I got to actually be a coach. But I still adhere to many of those philosophies and to those lessons that I learned from George Allen. And he's one of the best ever. Yeah. Now that as I'm getting older, I'm going to be 51 this year. It's been a long time since I played for him, but he has a huge influence in my life and will always be grateful for the time I spent with him.
You've had a chance to coach some pretty good players. Did you know this that scrawny kid Ricky Ray was going to turn out all right?
I don't know who that is. Ricky Ray. No, I'm just kidding. You know, we watched him in high school. You know, he didn't play. I believe it was his junior year he missed in high school because he broke his leg in a summer baseball accident. So really didn't have him on our radar. And then his senior year at Shasta High School, he had a great career in basketball as well. I think he led his team to the state finals. So he was known as a great athlete and got to watch him play football. They ran more of a wing T system when he was there at Shasta. So didn't know for sure what kind of pocket quarterback he would be or anything like that. But when he showed up on campus and started, in meetings, started learning the offense and meetings, paying attention and really understanding the game, I thought, oh man, this kid's pretty smart, sharp. And I was a young guy then too. I was still learning the ropes at the college level. And, we got him out on the football field. That first year he was good. I think he threw for 1,800 yards that first year. But that second year he threw for almost 3,000, led us to an undefeated season. He was unbelievable. And, you know, to go on and have the pro career that he's had and do the things that he's done, that is really special to be able to be a part of that and see that grow from here. But that's what Shasta College is about, giving guys an opportunity to play, hone in on their craft, and then get a chance at the next level. And he obviously took that chance to the ultimate level and became a CFL Hall of Famer. And he's a good friend still to this day and one of our obviously shining knights that we mention often when we talk about Shasta College.
For those folks who don't know, Canadian Football League, I don't toss around words like legend and great, but greatness is measured over years to me, and boy, that guy played at such a high level. And then he got hurt, that, I think, that last year, and kind of was probably the writing on the wall. We'll get him on the show hopefully sometime to talk about it. But, you know, it's cool now that at least the last half of his career, you could always catch the CFL games, you know, at the weird times on ESPN2 or whatever, because I love watching that game.
Yeah, well, it's a fun game, and it's a game that prides itself on slinging the ball around. And I didn't realize this either. They've been playing professional football in CFL longer than we've been playing it here in America. CFL's older than NFL. So it's a well-established league, and he was one of the very best. He'll go down as one of their all-time greats. I think he loves it because up in – I'm not speaking for him, but just so I know of Ricky. You know, in Canada, he's a superstar, and everybody knows him, and he's a celebrity there. But when he comes back home, he's just Ricky, and he gets to hang out with friends and family, and he's a low-key guy. So I think he had the best of both worlds. He could be a celebrity and a great football player in one country and come down here and just kind of be a local guy, and no one really bothered him in this country. And I think that had a lot to do with his happiness and his longevity. And like I said, he's a great friend, and he's a great guy that we point to as far as what junior college football can do for those guys who take it serious and play at a high level.
We're talking to Shasta College Coach Brian Hamilton. Just a couple more minutes if you're not freezing out there as the sun's going down on the field, Coach.
I'm good.
We appreciate it. Has Ricky come out to practice, or is he just trying to get retired for a little bit?
We're going to drag him out here. I haven't talked to him about coming out this year. Normally we bring him out, but he's been so busy, and I know this year is his first year off and enjoying his children and stuff. I had to kind of, you know, not pressured him to come out here like that, but I know he would come out here in a heartbeat. He loves teaching guys and you know, having, spread his knowledge. And he's always been very, very thankful and very courteous to Shasta College. He's one of our, like I said, he's one of our all-time greats here as well. So, and on a personal note, Ricky was my first college quarterback that I ever coached, so he'll always be near and dear to me. You know, I had Ricky Ray my first 2 years as an offensive coordinator in college. Went from a head JV football coach in high school to an offensive coordinator in college. And Ricky Ray was my first quarterback. And then that worked out pretty good. And then my next other quarterback was Brian Jones, who was out of Pleasant Valley. And Brian ended up playing at Toledo University and playing in the Arena Football League, some professional, and he was all world. And so those are my first 4 years as a college coach. I thought this thing was easy. You know, I thought those guys were just on every street corner. But I found out real soon they're not. They're special guys when you get guys like that. It was fun times back in those days when we were slinging it around and doing some things different. Now the game's kind of caught up with everything. Everybody's doing that, but it's fun to watch those guys come out and run the spread offense and sling it around and make a young coach look like he knows what he's doing.
Well, you got Sequoias coming up this weekend. What time is kickoff for? Is it day or night?
Yeah, so normally we play in the evenings here, but because of Sequoia's travel, we're going to play at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And it's going to be our Junior Night Nation Day, which means that anybody under 12-year-old is free. They can just come on in, and the first 50 we'll give a night football water bottle to. So we want to have as many fans as we can. I know 1 o'clock, sometimes it gets a little light in attendance for day games, but we would love to see this place full. It's an exciting group of guys that's representing the community well. Sequoias is a really good football team. It's going to be a great day. It's supposed to be in the low 80s. It's going to be perfect out here. So, you know, our 12th man out there, Jets College Knights fans, we'd love to have them out here, fill the stadium and having a good time. Plus, it's bang for buck. It might be the best entertainment in town.
Yeah, I was going to say. I mean, it's the biggest game we got.
Yeah. It's a fun time out here.
Now, looking ahead, just to tell folks a little bit about and I know we don't want to look too far ahead. You better not let your kids do that. And I know as a coach that's something that staying on the pulse of them is important. But just so folks know, once you get into your conference play, you got a couple of games on the road, a couple of games at home. The season finale at Butte, they look terrific again. Just tell us a little bit about some of these other teams so folks can have a better understanding of just how good some of these other programs coming up are.
Well, the junior college football as a whole, at the national level, is really, really good. I mean, it's just, you know, you're playing Division I type caliber guys and programs that are year-round programs now. And, you know, the offensive lines are averaging, you know, 6'3 to 6'5, 315 pounds across the board. You got the receivers and running backs and defensive guys. It's just crazy how talented these players are and these coaching staffs are. So when we get into conference, our conference is loaded with talent, loaded with incredible coaches as well. So we've got Sierra College down there after the bye week, and that'll be a tough one on the road. Their electric offense score a lot of points. And then after that, we have Feather River at home. They're a team that we've played really tight ball games with over the years. We've had their number for, you know, for a few years, but they've been games that have come down to the wire. And then we have Siskiyou's, and that's a rivalry game. And we haven't beat Siskiyou's in a while, so that's one we need to go down up there. And that's always a tough place to go and play Siskiyou's, and that's always a fun game for the fans and for the players. And then we host American River after that. American River is one of the top teams in the nation every year. Incredible program. Tons of people attend that school, so they got a big pool to choose from. And then we close out the season, the regular season, at Butte College, which again, we have not beaten Butte since I coached a game with Ricky Ray as our quarterback here on I believe it was Halloween night back whenever years ago. So it's been a while. We're not even looking. Honestly, as a coach, like you said, I'm not looking at that. I'm looking at tomorrow's practice, making sure that when we know the guys that are banged up are starting to get healthy, and that we have our game plan down for Saturday. But as a fan, you know, looking ahead down the road, there's some big key matchups that are going to be very important for us if we want to accomplish the things that we have set out to accomplish and to attain our goals.
Brian Hamilton, it's been a real, real treat to talk to you. Appreciate you taking the extra time, and looking forward to coming out and watching you guys. And hopefully we get a bunch of kids out there on Saturday. Tell me about that promotion again as you finish up with me.
Yeah, Junior Knight Nation Day. So Knight Nation is what we call our fans. The Junior Knight Nation obviously would be the little guys and little gals that want to come out here and look up to our players and see some guys that, local guys that are, you know, they look them like they're NFL guys. And so we enjoy that. And then the first 50 that come through the gate are going to receive a Shasta College water bottle. And we want to make sure that we're including our youngsters and just our local fans in some of the things we do, our promotions. We've got a few other promotions coming up. We'll have a toy drive coming up with the American River game, which we've done for a couple years. I started a couple years ago, in which people will get in free when they donate a toy, and then we take those toys to the shelters and to the hospital and distribute those around town. So we want to be a team that's involved with community service and a team that represents our school and our county and our town in a great way. That's a huge priority to me. So this weekend, Junior Night Day, come out and get a water bottle and check out the night.
All right, 1 o'clock kickoff. Thanks, Coach Hamilton, and best of luck Saturday and the rest of the way. We'll talk to you down the road.
My pleasure. Great talking with you. Thank you.
All right, Scorecard Scribblings. We'll be back in just a sec.
So what's Scorecard Scribblings all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day, and we knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palocedrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Your friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
"Best service yet, guys. Thanks."
Gene commented,
"Always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient."
Pat wrote,
"The crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out."
Lindsay said,
"We always come here, amazing and fast."
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Everybody, hope you enjoyed listening to that interview with Brian Hamilton. In case you missed it, we did have to rewrite that recent interview because of the power outages in the area and possible fire activity. Our guests tonight were not available to record interviews for tonight's broadcast, so appreciate you listening in anyway. Hey, if you're just joining us, I'm recording this a short time before we go on the air, but wow, the Atlanta Braves and their fans are hurting today. The Cardinals, with an unprecedented 10-run first, no team has ever done that in the postseason, just crushing the Braves as we speak. And the next game will already be on the air. Nationals and Dodgers should be going on when you're listening to this broadcast, so that one ought to be a lot of fun, and there is that. Some stuff that's been going on in baseball since we last talked. Of course, Bruce Bochy is retired. We do not know who his replacement is going to be yet as the manager of the Giants, and I haven't even really heard much scuttlebutt about that, to be quite honest. Some of the big talk is the availability of Joe Maddon. I think he would be a good fit in San Francisco, but my guess is, since Maddon is no longer with Chicago Cubs, you might want to look for him to return to his roots in Anaheim, because the Angels, could it be just circumstantial? I don't know. The Angels immediately got rid of their manager for this past year, and, you know,
put two and two together there, folks. Madden began cutting his teeth as the bench manager, the boss. He filled in when the likes of Mike Socia got thrown out of the game. Madden was the one who was the manager in waiting, who didn't get credit for the win or loss once those guys got thrown out. But he used to joke about that. Hey, he was, I think he was like 3-0 when Socia was out. Or they may have also had Terry Collins. I believe he was also Terry Collins' bench coach there. And Joe was a great fit in Anaheim. And they are really looking to get some attention down there. I would be shocked if he didn't. If he's assuming he wants to manage this year, I would be shocked if he did not sign to take over as the skipper of the LA Angels. How about the Golden State Warriors? Well, we heard a little bit from them last week, and we'll have some more from them a little bit later on as we get going into this year. But it's still the preseason, still no telling, so I wouldn't get too worked up or out of shape. Those of you who are NFL fans, of course, everybody's all excited. Both the 49ers and Raiders won last week, and the 49ers undefeated. How about that? Wow. They haven't exactly, you know, played a playoff run caliber schedule, but that's the NFL. Who cares, right? You want to enjoy it while you can. That's a whole lot of jibber jabber, as they like to say. South County Clash is our game of the week coming up on Friday, and we will begin that on Friday night at 7:15 with our pregame, at 7:30 with the postgame. If you'd like to learn more about some of the interviews and some of the other stories out there, you can visit scorecardscribblings.com. That's my website. You'll have see links on there to some stories that I've done over the years on a variety of sports subjects, from my days at working for Fox Sports or CNN Sports, before then and after then too. You can just find links on that webpage if any of those sound interesting to you. Anyway, we'll hope to have some guests back next week live at 6 o'clock. Appreciate you joining us this time. I'm Brent Weber. Thanks, Jared King, for punching the buttons and getting us on the air and off the air. And thank you for listening in. I'll just keep scribbling down stuff in the scorecard and share it with you next week.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.